This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel's military says its forces have entered Gaza's largest hospital. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
After surrounding the Shifa hospital in a standoff with the militant group Hamas, the military now says it has launched what it's calling a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of the facility. Israeli authorities claim the militants conceal military operations inside. But with hundreds of patients and medical personnel inside, Israeli authorities had refrained from entering but had warned that the center jeopardized its protective status under international law. Hamas has denied the Israeli accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. I'm Norman Hall.
At least 30 people have been killed and nearly two dozen injured when a passenger bus slid off a Himalayan highway and rolled down a steep slope onto another road in Indian-controlled Kashmir. A civil administrator says the 42-seater bus was on the way to the southern Jammu city of Kishtwar town on Wednesday when it veered off the road and fell down about 200 meters on an older road in the mountainous region. Residents and authorities rushed to the accident spot and a rescue operation was launched. The exact cause of the crash was not immediately known. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected to agree to restore some military-to-military communications between their armed forces. They will meet on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco on Wednesday, and a key goal is to forge an agreement to revive the regular talks. U.S. military leaders have expressed repeated concerns about the lack of communications with China, particularly as the number of unsafe or unprofessional incidents between the two nations' ships and aircraft has spiked in the region. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website 24 hours a day, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The latest national climate assessment finds warming is worsening and affecting people all across the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Biden calls it a stark reminder.
Climate change is impacting all regions, all sectors of the United States, not just some, all.
The National Climate Assessment finds the U.S. warming about 60% faster than the world as a whole. But what people really feel is the extreme weather. Heat waves, drought, wildfire, and heavy downpours accelerating, say the study's authors. Biden notes disasters cost the country $178 billion last year.
The impacts we're seeing are only going to get worse.
This year's assessment unequivocally blames the burning of coal, oil, and gas. And the president says the data also shows
anyone who willfully denies the impact of climate change is condemning the American people to a very dangerous future.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A downpour in Gaza on Tuesday brought new concerns and challenges for Palestinians there, many of whom are homeless and living in makeshift tents after weeks of Israeli bombardment. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Streams of water ran through a UN shelter in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on Tuesday after heavy rain. The start of the rainy season and the possibility of flooding increased fears that the already damaged enclave sewage system will be overwhelmed and then disease will spread. The Norwegian Refugee Council said the start of the rainy season could mark the most difficult week in Gaza since the conflict began. And other aid agencies have said trying to simply meet the daily needs of Gazans has meant they've been unable to plan ahead for potential flooding.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Illegal border crossings dropped in October. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
U.S. authorities say that illegal border crossings from Mexico fell 14% in October from a month earlier. That's after 3 months that saw big increases. Arrests for illegal crossings totaled nearly 189,000 for all nationalities in October, down from nearly 219,000 in September, which was the highest month on record. After the resumption of deportation flights to Venezuela, arrests of Venezuelans fell by 45% and then dropped even further to 74% in the second half of October. That's when compared to those September numbers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Korea says it has successfully tested new solid fuel engines designed for intermediate range ballistic missiles. The report Wednesday comes as North Korea works on developing nuclear capable weapons targeting its rivals in the region. State media said military scientists tested the first stage and second stage missile engines on Saturday and Tuesday. Solid fuel missiles are easier to move and conceal and can be made ready to launch faster than those using liquid fuel. The report did not say when the new missile system was expected to be completed. I'm Alexis Stroh.